You're listening to Girls Gone Wad. This is Joy.
And this is Claire.
And you're listening to episode 18. And we are pre-recording this episode, well, not too far in advance, but we're going to be pre-recording a couple episodes before I leave. So they might be a little, off topic and...
Yeah, but that's fine.
Way ahead of time, but it's okay.
And we might, you know, maybe we'll like Skype Joy in on a FaceTime or something for to post.
Yeah, but just in case you guys
miss me. For her big field trip to Oceanside.
I feel like I'm going to camp for sure.
Yeah, are you staying in a dorm?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, like really going to camp.
Like there's so a big common area, kitchen.
Do you have like packing lists and everything?
No.
Oh.
Oh, I miss those.
Do you remember that?
Do you have your deodorant? Do you have your toothbrush?
When I worked at that rafting company, I was in charge of sending out packing lists all the time. And it would be like, and people would show up with all the stuff. And we'd be like, why do you have all that stuff? And they'd be like, it's all on the packing list.
Yeah.
We were like, oh, well, we didn't mean for you to like bring all of it.
Everything on the
packing list. It'd be like rain pants. You don't need rain pants in the middle of the summer for a day trip in Moab.
Yeah.
You just really don't. Anyway.
But maybe you do. I remember going shopping as a kid for all the things on your packing list. Like, that was a huge deal. Mm-hmm. It was so fun.
Had to make sure you had all your gear.
I kind of wish I had a packing list. So there's a, have you been to the Bed Bath & Beyond in Cherry Creek?
Yes.
So we have this awesome Bed Bath & Beyond in Cherry Creek, for those of you who aren't in
Denver. You think it's
Denver.
Awesome?
Well, have you seen
the one in Boulder?
Have you seen the travel section? Have you seen the travel wall?
Here's why I don't like the Bed Bath & Beyond in Cherry Creek. It's because the escalator makes me feel like I'm going through a tube.
Yeah, it's
like the most bizarre layout ever.
I would completely agree with that. It's scary, but the wall of travel size things is
travel container heaven.
It is travel container heaven. I actually posted a picture on Instagram probably like last year sometime of all the travel size things that they have. I was just, it's amazing. So that's the only reason I go there. And I get excited when I go on trips. I make a special trip to that Bed Bath & Beyond so I can get more travel size things.
That's hilarious.
Which is so dumb because I could drive anywhere when I get to California and get whatever I want.
Well, and I was going to say, like, are you checking a bag?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
So I don't really need travel size things, but Claire, I really want to go to this
Bed Bath & Beyond. I apologize. Of course. Everything needs to be 3.1 out of the list. Everything.
I have like face wipes and hand sanitizers.
Just like a teeny tiny toothpaste.
Yeah, I'm obsessed.
That's hilarious.
They have like the best face wash selection in travel size. I don't even know. It's ridiculous. And it's really unnecessary. I just like going because it's the travel size.
That's hilarious.
Anyway, so... that's coming up. I leave on Sunday. So you guys, we're going to be doing this episode and we're going to record one more episode. So you won't miss us while I'm gone and you won't even know really, but...
It'll be like she was here the whole time. If we didn't tell you now, you wouldn't even know.
You wouldn't even notice. But we're going to cover a lot tonight. I feel like we need to have a therapy session because it's just time. But Claire had a bridal shower last weekend, which is super fun. And I completely noticed when first of all, the food was amazing.
My mom did all that.
Your mom did. Yeah. Oh, My friend's mom helped too.
Yeah. But my mom, I think, came up with a lot of the ideas for all like the paleo things.
It was awesome.
So if you were throwing a paleo party.
Call Carol.
Let's think of some, the one that I really liked was on like the toothpicks with the chicken sausage skewer and the little piece of sweet potato. That was awesome.
That was awesome.
And then they had like little barbecue chicken skewers.
Yep.
And I just saw
what was that like melon wrapped in
prosciutto? Prosciutto wrapped melon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then my friend Danny, whose parents' house we're at, her brother is a salmon fisherman in Alaska. So that salmon was, it's like he had caught it in Alaska by his own two hands.
Well, that's
pretty sweet.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah. Anyway. it was really fun. We had like a little, it was like a little cocktail and canvas thing, if you guys know what it is, like the sipping and painting. And it was fun. And then that girl, Hillary, who was like instructing all of us.
Yeah.
She was a girl who I knew in high school and I didn't even know she was going to be there.
Are you kidding?
But she used to work at one of those places.
Yeah.
So it was like so perfect.
She was perfect.
Yeah. And she's like the freaking cutest.
She was adorable. It was great. She was just like guiding us through painting a sunflower. And I
liked how she kept being like, now don't get nervous.
Well, because... It's funny. I work with art therapists, so I'm really used to how they talk, and I could totally relate to how she was instructing us. Because I'm like, I've told every time my staff has a meeting, like we do some type of art activity. So
she was
like,
amazing.
But people get really nervous to do art if they're not artists. Or, like, quote-unquote artists. Right. Everyone's an artist, right? So I could even, like, sense myself getting nervous when we were doing the painting, because I suck. Even when I look at it, I'm like, my flower looks like the New Mexico flag.
It's okay. It's going to hang on my bedroom wall. But not Beth's. So everyone was supposed
Beth went
to do,
rogue.
Yeah, everyone was supposed to do sunflowers, or like your interpretation of a sunflower, or like
Beth went rogue,
and she made two kettlebells.
Yep.
And they're so cute, so we put them on the mantle.
Good.
The other person who is not going on the wall is Whitney. She's also going on the mantle, which, yeah. So like they get almost more primo real estate.
They do.
But Whitney,
which I think is what they're going for.
Yeah. Whitney made an American flag sunflower.
She did.
I brought him home, and Brandon was like, who did that one? I was like, Whitney. He was like, of course. And Brandon was like, you know, I almost would be disappointed if Beth and Whitney had, like, gone with the flow and
totally.
Done the same.
Totally, yeah. And they were, like, from the get-go, like, yeah. We are not painting a sunflower. Right. It was cute. So,
I mean, Whitney still did. It just happens to be on top of an American flag.
Like
it's like a barn, kind of.
Right.
Anyway.
It's great. You got to post pictures of that.
I did on Instagram.
Instagram.
It was so cute. Anyway.
But I had to tell you this because I was laughing during your shower because I heard so many times people going, is that paleo? Is this paleo? Does this go with your diet? Like,
right. So what is
paleo? I heard that about 10 times in your shower, and I was like, oh, we just can't escape it.
Can't escape it. Well, and a lot of people there were CrossFit people, and the people who weren't, like, you know, hear me talk about it all the time. And so, you know, I think they were kind of just giving me crap. And then also Katie, my sister-in-law, who's at the head of the table, who's, like, literally an artist, one who's like, well, when I went to art school, they taught us this. And everyone was like, oh, you went to art school.
Yeah.
Hers is like a Monet.
Felt totally inadequate. Yeah.
But she and Aaron also, my stepbrother Aaron, also eat, like, you know, gluten-free, like, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So she was like, this is the first party I've been to in so long where I didn't have to eat before I came.
Yeah.
I was like, yay.
Oh, yeah, that is cool. Mm-hmm. Oh, the food
and, like,
was
when,
great.
When Lindsay was there, you know, Lindsay's, like, straight, legitimately gluten intolerant.
Yeah.
And I was like, these are all gluten-free. And she was like, I love you. Like, this is so...
Yeah, it was
like,
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're
you
not really...
You don't have to just eat the chips and salsa.
Yeah.
As usual.
Story of my life up until recently.
I do love chips and salsa, though.
I do, too. But it was funny because it was just like finger foods, right? So they had like little small plates, and Beth and Lindsay and I kept dumping our little sticks out in the trash, like hide the evidence because we kept going back. Everything was on toothpicks.
Yeah, so like after a couple minutes, you had like 10 toothpicks on your teeth.
Like hide the evidence.
I always feel bad. I feel like I'm always the first person, like at parties, you know, when everyone's like afraid to, you know, be the person to crack into the snack table, I'm always the one who's like, I'm going for it. So it was nice because it was like it was literally my party.
And you're,
I was like, I'm going to eat as much as I want, and I'm not going to feel bad about hogging all the food.
Yeah.
And it's not really that I feel bad about, like, you know, quote unquote eating too much. It's that I feel bad about hogging it.
Yeah.
But this one, I was like, I'm going for it.
It's all yours. And there was cider and wine. It was great. It started snowing.
Yeah, it was so romantic.
It was a little winter wonderland shower.
It was lovely.
It was lovely. That was fun.
Yes.
So we
I got some really fun new paleo cookbooks, which I'm so excited about. We haven't made anything yet, but so my sister-in-law, Nicole, got me this book called Gather.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so cool.
Yeah.
It's like, first of all, I mean, obviously you can just make like any of the recipes, but instead of, you know, most cookbooks are organized like by like main course, appetizers, or sometimes like beef, pork, chicken.
Mm-hmm.
This is organized by the type of party that you're going to throw.
Oh, cool.
And so it's like, here's like for an Easter brunch, and here's for a tea party, and here's for Thanksgiving dinner, and here's for...
I have a book like that.
It's so cool. And then it tells you also, like, here's what you need to prep the night before, or here's what you need to do 5 hours before. So it's like also like a little guide on how to throw your party.
That's cool.
Yeah. So now we have to have a little paleo party.
And that one's called Gather.
Gather. Yeah. It's cool.
Have you managed to eat a lot of the meat that's in your fridge?
We had bison heart curry for dinner last night and lunch
which
today.
I almost came over for.
Yeah, Joy texted me last night, and you were like, it was like 7:30 and you
so
were like
late,
just getting
and
home
I was like,
and I was like, if you want to, we're having bison heart curry, you can come over. And then we have one of the livers sitting in milk right now, so Brandon decided, he's like, the last time we made liver, it was a little much for him.
Uh-huh.
So we cut it into like little tiny
a little
chunks
much for him to like
go for.
Yeah.
And so we cut it into little chunks. And so what we're going to do is just, like, make a bunch of ground bison and then just like put the liver in at the end to kind of like mix it in.
Okay.
And so that way it'll kind of be more like, and that's a lot of people do that with organ meats is they kind of mix it with other, you know, like they'll either mix it with stew meat or they'll put it in burgers or whatever to kind of like mask it a little bit. Because it is like, it has a, the thing about heart that's really nice is that, I mean, the heart is a muscle, right?
Yeah.
So it's basically just like you're eating super lean steak because there's no fat at all. Mm-hmm. So it I mean, like the consistency and the taste is very much like you're used to.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the liver, and we haven't tried the kidney yet, but I bet this is like this too. The consistency and the flavor are pretty different.
Yeah.
And they're very distinct. Uh-huh. And so it's like, if you don't like it, there's not a lot you can really do about it.
Yeah.
So, other than maybe try to hide it.
Well, it's good to know that I'm not the only one. I mean, even just becoming off of the vegan diet, coming off of the vegan diet, it's good to know I'm not the only one that kind of freaks out about that.
Yeah. And he and Brandon has like, you know, staring down 30 pounds or so.
Yeah.
And then our corner post...
Yeah.
Meats order gets here.
Are you picking that up on Thursday?
Yeah, Brandon
so
is.
So am I.
What the heck? Their delivery is like from 11 to 1 on a Thursday. I'm like, who has time for this?
Mine's from 8:30 to 9:30, they said.
Oh, really?
I'm going to the Littleton location.
Oh, we're going to the one at, like, in the Sheridan location.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, it's just very strange. I was like, who can go from like 11 to 1? So I'm making Brandon go, luckily.
I know. But I'm kind of nervous to pick all of that up.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot.
With all of that.
A lot.
Oh.
Anyway. So, what's new? Let's check in a little bit.
Check in.
Yeah, so this week at our gym, so we just finished this 6-week-long lifting cycle.
Uh-huh.
Where we were working on a couple different lifts, this snatch, clean and jerk, strict press, back squat, and then we were also working on gymnastic skills. We were working on handstand walks, pull-ups, pistols, and handstand push-ups.
Mm-hmm.
So we just finished the cycle where, like, every day you would work on a different lift throughout the week. And so we're retesting. So last night we retested back squat and gymnastics. So it was back squat and then, like, all of the different gymnastics.
Yeah.
I thought it was like, yeah, I'm going to do a bunch of back squats and then do a bunch of pistols. That was hard. And then today we retested our strict press and then our 1 mile time.
Mm-hmm.
So I had an awesome night last night. I PR'd my back squat by 5 pounds, which I was like, I'm so close to 155. So I got up to 150. Yeah. I was at 155. And I can get above parallel, and then I just get stopped. And TJ came over, and he was like, you know, how's it going? I was like, good. Like, I just got, you know, I'm trying to get 155, and I get halfway up, and I just get stuck there for like 15 minutes. And he said something about, you know, how it always seems longer than it is when you're there or whatever.
Right.
And then I did it again, and he was like, yeah, actually, that was a pretty long time.
Actually, you were hanging out there for a while.
It's like, I actually could not have stayed there for a lot longer.
Yeah.
And then, but so I was happy with 5 pounds. I think 155 will be soon.
Yeah.
And then, what else did we do? Pistols, I did pretty good at. I was like, so it was like a minute AMRAP of pistols. I think the last time I had 6, but they were all on my right leg.
Uh-huh.
So this time I got 12 maybe, but I got 4 on my left leg, which was a big deal for me.
Yeah, that's good.
My left leg last time I was just crapping out.
Yeah.
So it's nice to kind of feel like that was evening out.
Yeah.
My handstand push-ups, I did really well. Last time I got 2, and this time I got 10.5.
Oh, that's awesome.
And
that's a
huge
jump.
Yeah. And it felt good.
2 versus 10.5.
Yeah,
because
2 is like you're kind of like, you know, kind of a fluke. Like, you can get 2 in a minute just by kind of, like, by sheer luck.
Right.
But 10 was, like, I was linking up.
Yeah.
Like,
cool.
What else did we do? Handstand walk?
The reason I should know all of this, and I'm, like, blanking on everything that we did.
Oh, we did pull-ups.
Double
I didn't
unders,
do very well with my pull-ups.
We
oh, double unders. I killed it.
You killed it.
I got 105.
Yeah.
And I feel like I could keep going. Like, when I get tired, when I... PR on double unders, most people keep going until they skip. I don't skip. I just get, I burn out.
Oh,
and so
yeah,
I just have to stop. Like, I just get, like, so, but I don't ever skip. And so I'm like, I feel like, I almost wish I skipped because then I don't feel like I could keep going.
Right.
But, like, you know, 105, like, I kind of just have to make the decision to stop.
Yeah.
Because I'm really getting burnt out. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, last night was a big night for me. And then tonight we did Strict Press, which I did not PR in. I haven't PR'd my Strict Press in forever. Mm-hmm. But whatever. Yeah. It's at 65 pounds and, you know, I have no illusions of having massively strong shoulders at any point in the near future. So, and then we did a mile and, so the mile course at our old gym was kind of all over the place. It was like you went up a hill and then you did this
like a diamond.
Hairpin turn and then you had to like run down this kind of narrow sidewalk and then you kind of cut through this back way a little bit. And it was pretty, it was just kind of random. Like, you never really knew exactly
where... It didn't really flow that well.
It didn't flow. And I think the other thing that was hard about it was that because we ran the mile itself, like, not super frequently, you didn't really know where you were on the course in terms of pacing. So you were like, okay, I'm halfway there. I can kick it up. It was like, by the time you kind of figured out where you were, you had, like, 200 to go.
Right.
And I was like, oh, crap, I got to pick it up. So this one was nice because at our new gym... It's just an out and back down the block, basically.
Yeah, that's nice.
And so you really know where you
are. I haven't had a chance to run it yet, so I don't
know what it feels like. Yeah, so it was nice. It was like on the first half mile, it's like a little bit uphill, but that's nice because it means on the second half, it's a little bit downhill and you can just kind of like go for it.
Right.
So I PR'd my mile time by 31 seconds, which I was pretty happy with, to 8:17.
Yeah.
But I mean, we were talking about this a little bit earlier, but I think it's kind of hard
to compare the two because the routes are so different. I would agree with that because I feel like that totally slows you down, like the turns and the stoplights. And I'm sure every gym has that on some level, unless they have a track or if they have a building that doesn't have any lights or they just run in circles, where we had like a route where we were running in the city and we're pretty much downtown or near downtown where there's a lot of stuff going on and we don't have just like the luxury of having nothing around us. So we do have to have stops and turns and hills and...
Yeah, but I almost like that because it did kind of then set you up.
Yeah, for totally. Obstacle course stuff.
Yeah, and it sets you up for like that mental also piece of like needing to kind of pay more attention.
For sure.
Anyway.
Yeah.
But you had a tough night last night.
Well, yesterday morning, yeah. So it was...
Right, because you have...
I went at 5:30 and I had this, I think as much as I still love the lifting days, I just woke up that morning and I was like, I just don't feel like doing any testing. And I just had this mentality of really just wanting to do a WOD. And even though that is a workout, I just was so like mentally blocked already. And I don't know if I was just tired or what. I just wasn't in the place. Well, here's the other thing, you guys, is I have probably mentioned this before, but I got hurt doing a back squat almost exactly a year ago. It was November of 2012, right before Thanksgiving, I remember. And I was back squatting 165, came out of it, and just my back snapped and just strained the muscle. So it wasn't anything major. And my chiropractor was like, I never thought I would see you in here for a back injury because you're so strong. And so thankfully I was not seriously injured. It just took some time. But now I am, as much as I thought I was over it, I see back squat on the calendar and I'm just like, not going to do it. So I automatically go in with a negative attitude. And like, it's funny, last week on the episode, we were talking about positive mantras and like, or 2 weeks ago, I should say, two episodes ago, we were talking about positive mantras and like the things we tell ourselves. And I should know better, but I literally went in just being like, I'm not going to do anything today. I'm not going to try for anything today.
Yeah.
And I got to 145 and stopped because I was like, I don't want to do anymore.
Yeah.
And, all the while I knew I could do more, but I was like, oh, we're running out of time. I just gave all the excuses in the book.
Right.
So I had this like piss poor attitude and then.
Well, and I think there's a balance too. Like tonight when I went into the mile, it was like, okay, I don't, you know, I know that running isn't my thing. I'm not going to put any expectations on myself, but there's a line between not putting expectations on yourself and like actually lowballing yourself.
Yeah.
You know, and so, like, I think it's healthy to go in and, you know, like, if you had been, like, I'm just going to do my best and see how it goes, that's one thing, versus going in and being like, I'm over it.
Yeah, and that's the attitude I had, was that I'm over it. And also being like, I just don't care.
Yeah.
Like, so it was just, like, this weird space that I was in, this headspace, which you really have to get your mind right if you're going to do something like that.
Totally.
Like, and I think that can contribute to getting injured, too. Like, it's just, it just all works together. So I went in and just kind of half-assed the back squat. And I think the other thing too is now that we're at the new gym, we have a lot more space to work independently, where in the past we were always working kind of with a partner because we had a limited space, we were always, you know, working together with at least two people per space. So you were kind of always cheering each other on and, you know, challenging one another. Whereas now I can kind of like be like, oh, no one's here to see me.
Right. And kind of so like fade into the background.
Totally fade. And then I'm like, well, I guess I'm done now. And so it just, I did not give a rat's ass about it. And I was just in a bad space. So, and then when we did the testing for double unders and push-ups, or I don't even know what else we did, pull-ups and, handstand push-ups, I did okay. I didn't do my best. I was just like the whole day, I was like the whole workout, I was just pissed off. And so I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with me, but I'm not going tomorrow either because they're doing gymnastics testing again. And I'm just like, I'm in this weird place where I need to get my mind right.
So. I think tomorrow has a WOD in it though too.
Does it?
Because it's like, because today was the mile. Yesterday didn't have a WOD, but I think because back squats are like pretty taxing. But I'm pretty sure that tomorrow is not testing any lifts. It's like a, well, let's look.
Well, it's, I mean, I should be able to do it. Here's the thing. Like, come on.
Right, Julie. Should it matter why, whether or not you're testing. It shouldn't matter
whether or not we're testing a lift, but I think, too, it's just the back squat scares me so bad.
Yeah, tomorrow has a WOD, and then it's just a snatch warm-up.
Oh, okay.
So.
Well, maybe I'll go. I'm just.
Yeah, and then Thursday is a snatch, and Friday is a clean and jerk. But they both have WODs those days, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't go today for the mile.
Yeah.
Brandon went this morning, and he came home. I just didn't.
What are you running in, like, 6 minutes?
5:30. But he comes home, and he's like, I got 5:30. I was pretty happy with it, but I had to stop at this at two stoplights. I think I was more on like a 5:20 pace, and I was like, "Oh, this is so hard."
Slow.
But then there were two other people in the gym today that got sub 5:30.
That's insane. It's one of them's probably Jerry. I bet you anything. He's a
runner. I don't think so. I think it was Jeremy.
Oh, Jeremy's crazy.
And I forget who else it was.
Like crazy is an amazing good.
Yeah, but like. Anyway, so I told Brandon that, and Brandon was like, oh, I got to get back in there. And he's like, you can't let my title down.
Yeah, that's good for him. So I'm going to read some of the PRs from people because I was so inspired by this, and I think this will help me get out of my funk.
Do you want to talk about your mind funk for a second again, though?
No.
Just
kidding.
I didn't know.
You can keep talking about it. I'm going to shut this door real quick.
Oh, okay. Logistical fun times here, guys.
Yeah. Sorry.
Knocked the mic.
I just don't want it to echo.
Have you, like, when we were doing the back squats throughout the last 6 weeks, did you skip all those days, or were you like, it's fine because it's lighter?
I don't know. I don't think I think it was because it was lighter.
Well, first of all, let's talk about how you didn't even know we were starting this.
Yeah.
And there was that one week where you were like, all we're doing this week is lifting. Gosh.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know why, right?
Because I didn't realize we were doing
a testing. Cycle.
So And here's where, okay, so we could go off into, like, this philosophical tangent, which I don't want to, like, freak everybody out. But I get in these spaces sometimes where I'm like, what's it all worth? Like, what am I really doing? And so I think it's, like, going back to setting clear goals of, like, what is the goal here? Well, because I got hurt, I got scared. And so because I got scared, I'm letting that hold me back. And so then I get in this mind space of, like, well, what am I really trying to do? Would I rather try to get, like, the most weight possible and risk getting hurt. So I just go in this, like, cycle of, like, overthinking it.
Well, at the same time, though, you can look back to that time that you got hurt and specifically, and, like, know what happened. Like, we've talked about, like, you can kind of look back and be like, I knew I shouldn't have been doing that.
Yeah, for sure. But then I also don't trust that that won't happen again.
Yeah.
So there's, but yes, I agree that, like, there's a lot of factors that led into me getting hurt. It's just that when it gets to a certain amount of weight, I start freaking out because I'm like, what if it happens again? What if it happens again? So anyway, what was your question you were going to ask me?
That was it. Like, did you actively avoid the back squat days?
I don't think I did when they're lighter weight. Whenever there's a max anything, I can already feel my mind being like, ooh. Like, especially cleans. It's like the same thing when we did the competition where we did I was really, really looking forward to getting the max clean out of the way because anything with max weight.
Right.
I'm sure a lot of people feel the same way. I just freak out. I need to, like, get over my fear. What was the quote I heard recently? It was like, you need to, like, want it more than you fear it.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really good perspective to have.
Mm-hmm.
So. But just a few shout outs for now. Can I shout out?
Yes,
people?
You can. We can Claire finish psychoanalyzing.
Claire was trying to call me out. You can call me out. It's a good thing. But everyone that listed their PRs was super inspiring, and I just want to read a few of them. So Abby PR'd her Fran time by 2 minutes and 3 seconds.
That's huge.
Abby. Rachel PR'd her power clean. Awesome, Rachel. Love you guys. Taylor, first PR since starting CrossFit last month. Oh, what was her PR? Hold on.
I think she had 75.
Power clean is 75.
That's huge.
That's amazing. Good for you.
I couldn't power clean 75 after 1 month of CrossFit.
And then Courtney Johnson said she hasn't, it hasn't happened yet, but she's competing in her first CrossFit competition this Friday. So, so this will drop after your competition. So hopefully
it went well,
Courtney. And it says 11 months after her back surgery. Gosh, that's amazing. You guys are awesome. So thank you for sharing the PRs because I needed to hear that. Anyway. Okay. Let's PR life. Let's switch gears a little bit. I really need to get this off my chest, too, about the Twitter scandal.
Oh, Twitter scandal. So,
scandal.
Episode 15B, if you haven't heard it yet, is about CrossFit media and they, you know, the pictures that they post. And so we, you know, did that episode. It was pretty short, you know, kind of just talked about how we... you know, obviously there are some, you know, they post pictures that have sex appeal and it's hard not to in some senses. And it's because the people who they're taking photos of are A, amazing, you know, have amazing bodies.
Yeah.
And B, are the women at least are typically working out in basically their underwear.
Yeah.
So it's like anytime you take a picture of that, you're going to be, you know, get some, it's going to be a little sexual. But so we talked about, well, you know, we said that like, but, you know, that being said, it seems that they even, you know, kind of go past that to a point of like, okay, this picture is more sexual than it needs to be, even given the circumstances. And it seems like they're post, you know, sometimes they post them just kind of to get a rise out of people, just kind of, you know, just kind of like that picture
right.
they posted of the girl like bent over the guy and said like, you know, caption this, like that picture of Talena, the picture of Rory. And then, you know, Rory did come back and say, hey, you know, I approve this picture and it's fine.
Right.
But there are also other pictures, like the one of Talena, the rope climb, where, you know, you found a tweet that she said about, like, you know, CrossFit just likes to stir the pot. And I guess I was the soup that day. And so, anyway, so we had that episode and then somebody tagged us in Twitter on it and was like, tagged us and CrossFit in a tweet. Which,
did you see that? Because I didn't see it.
Yeah. So
okay,
I saw that
what did
tweet.
It say?
I was just like, so glad Girls Gone Wild is finally talking about this CrossFit issue. And then posted a link to the episode.
Okay.
So then CrossFit got a hold of that. CrossFit, like, CrossFit.
Like, the okay, CrossFit.
The CrossFit. And wrote us back and were like, by the way, all of those photos were chosen by women. And none of our media staff ever smashed beer cans on their head in college. And I was like...
Will. I felt like dad scolded us.
Yeah,
I was like,
totally.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, okay. And so, you know, okay. So the beer can thing was kind of a metaphor for what we, you know, kind of saw as like
sure.
them just not being very thoughtful about it.
Yeah.
And so anyway, so we kind of, so I had a little bit of a back and forth with CrossFit HQ about that. And, mm-hmm. you know, it was just like, you know, they told me that, you know, we have female staff on our media, on our social media team. They choose a lot of these pictures. You know, many of these pictures, the athletes themselves approved. You know, they are not sexual. You know, they're not supposed to be sexual. And, you know, like, there isn't an ulterior motive here. Basically just defending
and also, I mean, and just kind of stating that, you know, we can't predict how people are going to respond to this. And we... You know, people's interpretations, we can't ever predict that. And, you know, it's understandable.
Right. But I kind of pushed back a little bit and, you know, to some of those. I was like, you know, if you were a social media professional, you can and should and do predict the way that people are going to react. And so that was kind of the one thing that frustrated me a little bit about that Twitter conversation, at least. And, the conversation ended up moving even to Facebook, which I actually was psyched about. But the Twitter conversation was a little bit frustrating in the sense that it felt like they were kind of saying, you know, if this is scandalous, it's not our fault. Or, like, you know, somebody said, an image can't be sexualized. It's the brain that doesn't sexualize
it.
It's like, well, that's true, technically.
Okay. So this is where I need to weigh in and just get this off my chest.
Yeah.
Because it's really bothering me. And I... have thought about it and thought about it, because I'm like, you know, I'm not, I'm just, you and I think are this, I think you and I are just at this point where we're like, I don't want to fight anyone. Like, no. I don't want to fight anyone. We just, we have opinions. We're not trying to be jerks. We just,
right. Like, we're women. I'm sorry if I offended anybody by calling them frat boys.
Yeah. But like, the frat boy thing.
We also are clearly not the only people to have this opinion.
Right.
Like, this is a widespread, right. You know, and a lot of the women who have listened to this
right.
have come up to us, and even the guys have come up to us and said, yeah, I noticed that too.
Yeah.
You know.
So, the thing, okay, so first of all, the girls that responded on Twitter and Facebook were upset over the frat boy thing and saying, you know, they kept right. throwing that at us and saying, you know, calling us frat boys. And I'm thinking, okay, we didn't mean to call you frat right. boys, so we apologize for that. And also, the only thing I want to say about this, because I really know I don't want to drag this on anymore, but when you live in a culture where women are sexual beings.
Right.
Just that alone of how women are viewed. When you see a photo of a woman and you see a photo of a man, it's just the difference between men and women.
Right.
Just that.
Period.
Period.
Right.
So, of course, they're not going to put it out there with the intention of over-sexualizing or making it inappropriate or putting it out there for people to make inappropriate comments. Of right. course they're going to say that. But on some level, freaking be accountable to know that we are in a culture where women are viewed that way no matter freaking what.
Well, and so, I think that, like, they brought up a good point, too, which was, like, you know, we shouldn't, like, we are, you know, women are already so, you know, on edge about everything like that. We shouldn't have to apologize. You know, we are showing photos of strong women, you know, this is the human body we're talking about here. It's an amazing, you know, machine, whatever, like it does amazing things and it's fascinating and that's what we should be looking
absolutely.
At. And that's fantastic. And yeah, I totally fully
great.
Agree.
Let's do that. But I think put it in a forum where people aren't going to comment and say inappropriate crap.
Well, not even that, because I do think that, you know, like as we even experience to some degree, you know, we put things out with the best of intentions and people kind of run with it. Mm-hmm. You know, and maybe the problem then becomes the people who did smash beer cans on their head in college who are commenting.
Yeah.
You know? But,
right.
But I think that really the thing that still kind of, like, I did really appreciate them taking the time to say, listen, you're like, we hear what
for
you're saying.
For sure, absolutely.
And this is, you know, this is where we're coming from with that.
Yeah.
You know, and then for them also, the girls to also bring it over onto Facebook and say, you know, like, this is really, you know, like, let's explain this a little bit more in more than 140 right. characters.
Of course.
Yeah. But I think that the one piece for me that was still missing was just that feeling of accountability. And not even accountability in the sense of, like, we take responsibility for what people think and say.
Right.
But accountability just for... just as far as saying, like, yeah, we could see how you could see it that way, but that's not what we intended.
Right, and that's all.
Right.
We understand that's not what they intended, but where I just keep getting caught up is, like, but,
well, but
it's
that's the thing, it's like
women.
Our first, right.
We're women.
Well, and our first podcast about this was, like, we weren't sure whether or not that's what they intended. So, you know, are they putting this out there? To
oh,
stir
yeah,
the
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are they putting
yeah.
this out there
yeah.
to, you know, and... you know, even for them to just come out and say, like, we can see how you would think that, but here's what our intention was.
Right.
And, you know, maybe we'll try to choose, you know, like, we see that this, you know, was unintentionally taken the wrong way by the majority of people. And I think that they have, you know, I don't think that this necessarily has to do with our conversation in particular, but, you know, I'm seeing more kind of diverse photos and more pictures of men and more pictures of,
yeah.
you know, that aren't quite in such bizarre angles.
Right. But the other thing, too, that I think about is, you know, it's not that you and I are sitting here going, we don't want to celebrate the woman, the
right.
female body and the womanly figures and the amazing strong bodies. We want that
right.
for sure. I mean, we stand for that. Of course we stand for that. So that's kind of silly to, I think there was at some point an accusation that, you know, we want to celebrate women and their bodies and their amazing figures. And it's like, so do we.
Right.
We're on,
you can
we
do
all,
that.
You know what? We, it's in the, at the end of the day, I think we all, the girls that responded and were speaking or, you know,
right.
kind of responding on behalf of CrossFit, we're on the same page as them.
Totally.
We are. Like, we're all, hey, we're on the same page as you guys.
Right, like, but we want to, we want to support that,
we
too.
We want
to
support women. Like, that's why we do this podcast. We want to support women in CrossFit. But
right.
I think the only piece that was missing here was just the acknowledgement of culturally how women are represented.
Mm-hmm. And, like, you can't exist outside of that.
You can't.
Especially
you cannot
on Facebook.
Take that, and you can't take that away. Like, that's just... how things go when you
right.
see
and you can
woman
say
when
all you day, see yeah and you can you say see, all day long that it is or isn't right, but it is what it is.
It is what it is. When you see a woman down the street
right.
walking in a beautiful dress and long hair, like, you're gonna see that person differently.
Right.
It's just how it goes and how men react to that. So it's
right.
like you can't change the fact that when a beautiful woman, being whatever that looks like for you, walks by, males look, you know what I
right.
mean? So
yeah, well, and I think also, like, it's just, you know, it's not a matter of, I guess at this point it's really, it's not a matter of posting or not posting, because I think there is a point where it's like, listen, like, you know, we aren't going to censor ourselves just because of those, you know, the people, like I was saying, that
right.
did smash beer cans on their head, who want to come up and, you know,
I really,
make some,
we need to find a name for these
yeah.
these people were the beer can smashers.
Yes. But I yeah. think that, you know, like, those people who are, you know, the commenters, the trolls, you know, the people on the internet
yes.
Who do exist.
Yes.
You know, too. But it's like, you can't get away from that.
No.
And, you know, so it is kind of, you know, it kind of brings something up, I guess, for anyone who produces any kind of media to think about, where
yeah.
it's like, you know, do you censor yourself to some degree, knowing that there are those people out there and they are inevitably going to, you know, react in a vulgar way? Or do you just put things out there anyway and just say, and just put it out there and say, okay, you know, it's out
right.
there, do with it whatever you're going to, and we're not responsible
yeah.
for that at that point. And
yeah.
I think, I mean, is there a middle ground? Like, you know, we post stuff every day.
Right.
And I think that none of our stuff is terribly controversial.
Well, here's something that came up as you were saying that, is, you know, one of my favorite bloggers is Joy the Baker, and she
mm-hmm.
also has a podcast. Well, she was saying one day on her... on her podcast that she posted a photo on her Instagram account that made it to the, what's the feature page?
Oh, right.
And so she just started blowing up with all these comments. And something about the way her food looked, there were some inappropriate comments that were made about food.
Right.
Like, really inappropriate. So she's like, I was traumatized and I just started deleting. She's like, I sat there and I just would delete everything that was like, it started this like fire
right.
of inappropriate comments after one person said something about how it looked and what it
right.
looked like. And so you're thinking about that. Well, you take something that's blatantly sexual and
right.
you are just opening a door for that.
But when it could be anything.
But it could be, but
yeah.
you post a picture of someone's like crotch when they're climbing a rope.
Totally.
Come on.
Right, yeah.
So I get the piece of being strong, okay? And I don't want to be kicking a dead dog here. But, like, I think that what you said, too, about, like, there's probably a million photos that they could have picked.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, I don't know. I think
but
that's
we're on the
like,
same page about
totally.
Celebrating women, okay? So we agree to disagree on the other stuff.
Yeah. I think, I don't know, it's interesting too, like, you know, the more, like, attention that this podcast starts to get, the more I'm, like, worried, you know, and not worried, but it's, like, you know, when you start posting stuff like that, and you start getting pushback, and you start getting people, you know, like, when they started, you know, tweeting us, it was, like, oh my gosh, this is our first ever person who isn't, like, totally in agreement with what we're saying.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that stuff, I'm sure, happens to them all day, every day.
All day,
you know,
yeah.
And which is... case in point, our episode about that.
Right.
But I don't know. It's just interesting to kind of think, like, you know, when you have hundreds of thousands of Facebook followers like they do.
Yep.
How do you mitigate the responses in that sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, like,
great.
I guess they're
gotta
like,
be a
I guess
tough place to be
kind
in.
Of the one thing that, like, the only thing or the, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, the stance that they've taken on,
yeah.
like, we just put it out there and, like, let whatever happened gonna happen.
Right.
Like, that's, you know, I could kind of see taking that stance kind of out of just a place of, like, we have no other option here. You know, it's
right.
like, we can't be held responsible for what, you know, hundreds of thousands of people are going
right.
to collectively think about this.
Right.
I don't know. But then you also think about, like, I mean, we could just go on and on about this, but, like, you know, think about TV channels or whatever who have hundreds and thousands of millions of watchers, and they tend, you know, they mitigate their own content, but
right.
whatever.
Well, can I read the, do you care if I read that Twitter thing I sent you? from Talena.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I found on Talena's Twitter feed that someone asked her, hey, would be interesting to know if you had an apology or if you get one from CrossFit for the use of that pick. And she wrote, ha, none yet. Didn't ask or expect one. They like to stir the pot. And I was the soup that day, I guess.
Right. So it's like, obviously, you know, one of their big defenses was that the women chose these photos and that the athletes okayed them. Apparently not the case in Talena's situation.
So, okay.
Anyway.
Form your own opinions, everyone. I guess just that's how we feel about it, at least. Yeah. And I kind of stand by the fact that we're all on the same page of supporting women. I mean, come on. We really want that, and we want to encourage that and support, be a supportive place for women. But, of course, you know, we're always going to have to agree to disagree on some things, and that's fine. All right. So, to end this episode today, let's answer some questions.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. I'm trying to pick one that's not going to take like 20 minutes to answer.
I think a good one would be from who was it that asked about making friends when you join a new gym?
Yeah. Let's talk about Janine's question. So she said,
And quickly, don't worry, guys. Yeah. If you asked another question, like we said, we have another episode we're going to pre-record. So we're going to talk a little bit more about your questions.
Way in advance. So we're going to answer all your questions.
But yeah, so what did she say?
So, Janine wrote, I am new to listening as well and enjoying catching up on all the podcasts. One of the reasons I joined my CrossFit was to meet more people as I moved from Ohio to Florida, and my closest friends are still up north. I've met tons of people, of course, but any advice, thoughts on how to make some good friends there? You guys seem to have a lot of fun in and out of the box.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and I kind of love this question because when Brandon and I moved to Denver, we didn't know anyone. Like, and that's not true, actually. We had, like, two or three friends who we hung out with a lot. But we are having a really hard time meeting other people. And it is hard. Like, you know, I was unemployed. Brandon was in school. But everyone at school, you know, he's 28. He was in class with a bunch of 18 and 19-year-olds.
Yeah.
And we had a really hard time meeting people who were, like, athletic and who wanted to go out and do stuff and, et cetera, you know, whatever. And so when we started at the gym, like, our whole community now pretty much revolves around the gym.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I think that, and it's awesome because it's, you know, it's like when, you know, if you go out and you don't order a drink, nobody's like, why aren't you drinking?
Right.
Or like, you know, if you go out and you order something without a bun, no one's like,
it's definitely a culture where everyone understands the diet and exercise.
Totally. Piece. Or if you like, don't want to go out because you want to get sleep, like people understand, you know, it's like nobody like gives you crap for that.
Right.
So we've totally loved, you know, we basically did just that and have loved it. But I would say that my biggest piece of advice would be, just go to as many like CrossFit events that you can, that your gym puts on. Like, you know, one of the first things we started at the gym like mid March,
mm-hmm.
and then there was a paleo potluck that May. So we had been members of the gym for like 6 weeks maybe. And mm-hmm. but we hosted one of the paleo potlucks.
Oh yeah, I remember you did that.
And so it was like, that was just a great way to like have people, you know, come over and get to know us and like, you know, so if your gym has any events like that, like whether you know, they do like outings or whether people at your gym are participating in different competitions or whatever, anything that you can go to. Just like,
just get involved.
Be around and get involved.
Yeah. I would recommend going to, I know a lot of people kind of get into a routine. And so like for me, I go to the 5:30 a.m. class. If you go to the same class all the time, most likely there's going to be the same group of people all the time. So for me, that's how I got to know and a lot of people at my gym and become pretty good friends with them. Like we started going to yoga outside of class or, you know, just hanging out on the weekends here and there. But, obviously, if you go to the same class all the time, you see the same people, you're going to get to know them. You're going to develop a relationship with them. So,
but on the other hand, on the other side, on the flip side of that, though, we've always kind of floated around. And I feel like that has helped us meet more people at the gym.
Sure,
so, like, if you're, you know, if you only ever go to the 6:30 a.m. class and, like, you know, the same, like, 15 people show up, like, you know, it kind of, you know, goes both ways. Like, do you... are you the type of person who would rather, or who, you know, you're more comfortable building relationships that way? And that would be a better fit. Whereas like, for, you know, like for us, it was kind of more fun to float around and like get to know more people. And I think to this day, you know, people will show up at the gym and they'll like introduce themselves to somebody else. I'm like, yeah. You guys don't know each other? And they're like, oh, no, they go in the morning, I go in the evening.
Yeah.
And it's weird to me to think that like not everyone kind of knows each other because we go so at such like varying times.
Yeah.
We kind of see everybody.
Yeah.
So
for me, and I'm more limited just the times that I can go.
Oh, totally, yeah.
But I think that helped me. And I'm kind of more of a personality where I'm like creature of habit. So I did like the element of just going to the same class all the time and seeing the same people.
Right.
But then after it was more comfortable, like I'm kind of shy, as much as like outgoing as I probably seem. I'm pretty shy when it comes to like new situations.
Yeah.
That whole, I get a little anxiety around it. But, so I think that helped me like get into routine, and then after a while, like going to the other classes. Because once you feel comfortable at your gym, then I think you'll feel more comfortable
going to other classes,
yeah, and totally. Like then just kind of diving in and being like, "Hey, oh, you go to this class?"
Right. And I think also like, we've mentioned this before in the past, but like, you know, I don't know if she's new to CrossFit or just new to this gym, but I think that one thing to really keep in mind in either scenario is that everyone remembers what it was like to be the new kid.
Totally.
And so, you know, like, don't feel shy or awkward or embarrassed, or like if you don't know what something is, you know, nobody's gonna think that you're, you know, even if it's just, you know, as simple as being new to a gym and not knowing, you know, what the 400 route is, or not knowing where the weights are, or the, you know, where the weight clips are or whatever, like people aren't gonna, you know, everyone remembers what that was like, and they just want to, you know, don't be afraid to reach out for those kinds of things.
Exactly.
And I think also, like, the coaches are such a great resource for that. Like,
they
are. If you went up to them and literally just said, like, hey, I just moved here and I really, you know, I'm hoping to use this experience to grow my community, what would you suggest? Mm-hmm. You know, they have their hand on the pulse more than anybody.
For sure. And if you ever find a gym or go to a gym where they don't support you in that, then you should find a new gym, because CrossFit gyms should be very supportive in that.
Right.
So, I, you know, let us know how it goes. We'd be interested to see how that's going.
Yeah.
So thank you for your question. All right, we're going to wrap up this episode. Anything else about
us? No, I think that's it.
Since we had our rant, I think we'll step off our soapbox this week.
Yeah, seriously.
This was a good therapy session. I feel like I got a lot off my chest.
Good.
Thank you for helping me.
Anytime. All right, guys. Well, we will talk to you next time.
Have a good week, guys.
Bye.